Thursday, January 28, 2021, 5:35 a.m. Okay, I got out here about 10-15 minutes ago into my studio slash garage, or garage slash studio. I forget which one it is. Anyway, so I've been working on the panel, Empowered Woman, and I could continue painting on that today, but I thought I'd give it a little break because, I don't know, I just don't want to get too involved with it. I already added some more stuff. I've refined a lot of stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Right now I pulled down, I put that up on the wall and I pulled down the Absolutely Free painting. And that needs a lot of refining and yeah, a little bit more refining on that, maybe adding some other items in there, and we'll see how that goes. So it's been a little over a week that we've had President Biden, and the world hasn't ended yet. People haven't died yet. So in this corner of the world anyway. Apparently there's a bunch of guys that lost their job because he canceled the XL pipeline. They said something like 11,000 people lost their jobs doing that. 8,000 of them are union workers. So you union people out there, that's what they do to you. They get your vote, they get your union dues, and then they give it to you. It's supposed to work the other way around. And that's why when I worked for AT&T and became an operator, then a splicer, I joined the union, and I was, I won't say active in the union, but when we went on strike, I was out there on strike picketing and yelling at people crossing the picket line and everything, and trying to scare them away. But, you know. At one point I realized, yeah, they don't care about me, you know. And I'm for the union. I want them to negotiate my contract. If there's a wrong done to me, I want them to mediate and make sure that everything's up on the up and up. If I did something wrong, okay, I'll answer for it. But if I didn't do something wrong and it's just the stupidity of my supervisor that got me in this situation, I want them to say, hey, you know, he's wrong. I want an authority there, not just me that nobody's going to pay attention to, which has happened before. So I'm for the union. I was for being in the union, but at one point I said, nah, you know, they're taking my money and supporting people in the government that I didn't agree with, especially after I left being a Democrat and became an independent. I didn't see any reason why my money should go to the Democrats. You know, I left them. They were doing things that I didn't agree with. And so here's all these, and Union Joe, that's what he campaigned on. I'm Union Joe. All you union people should be giving me your votes because I'm Union Joe. And the first thing he does is really kiss the ass of people that are in power and cancel the XL pipeline and give these union guys, you know, a big sloppy kiss on the head of their dick, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, people in charge. That's why I don't like people in charge. They do shit like that. Okay. So, let me get the painting here. First thing I'm going to do is sand it down a little bit and start from there. Okay, so as I sand this, I'm sanding over a thick part to match it to a thinner part. And what it was is I had, compositionally, I had made a line And then I decided, as I stood back and looked at the image that I was making, that line compositionally made sense, but optically, logically, logically, optically, for the image, it didn't make sense. So I changed it. I flipped it a 90, roughly 90 degrees, going in the other direction, and now the image itself makes sense. In your mind, as far as how things work in the universe, but I've changed the composition just by changing that one line's direction. It's not necessarily a bad thing compositionally, but now at least the image itself is making sense, and it'll be easier to look at as far as a painting's concerned. Hope that makes sense. Okay, 7:57 a.m. and still painting, listening to great music. I love Gershwin. You're an American if you don't love Gershwin. Anyway, so color choices, you can go down the wrong road sometimes, and you realize, okay, well, let me just go with this and I'll paint over it later, and we'll deal with whatever's happens from that. But actually, stepping back at it now and looking at it, it looks pretty good. So I didn't expect that much green to be in it, but I guess there's going to be more red anyway, and orange. So, well, that's it for now then. I'll get back to painting. Same song, different version. Okay, 1:20 p.m. Kind of closing everything up here. Oop. Pretty good day painting. It's raining outside. The ne wife needs to go get some feed, so that's where we're gonna be heading off for today. Drawing my absolutely free panel, redrawing it. Can't seem to get the arms and the hands right. It's a lot of times it's getting things right as far as realistic or whatever is not important. Unless, see, in this case, I have, it's not important except for I went through a lot of trouble to get the face correct. So when you get a face correct on that, and nothing else is really correct, is just made up basically. And I got the face correct by looking at photographs of the subject, and did a pretty good job about that, I guess. So that's where I'm at with that. Don't want to make it, I really don't want to make a caricature of the person. But like I said, I'm having trouble getting the arms and the hands right. So the other figures in the painting, they'll be off too, but that's not that big a deal. Like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm getting the face pretty close to what it should be, that's what throws everything off. So that's one of the problems that I've come up with on this painting. Which way to go? Just more painstakingly try to get the hands and arms right, which I guess is what I'm going to be working on. Let's see how it works. Well, that's it for today. I got to get going here and get stuff done. So have a good day.